And then she took home a piece of her meniscus and put it into a bowl of spaghetti bolognese and ate it.
Well, everything was fine until then.
But I think her and her boyfriend ate it.
Was he Army Hammer? Probably. This is a kink thing. I think they missionary work, obviously.
Okay.
One would chew it, spit in the other one's mouth for a minute.
And oh, they keep baby going. Birded yeah. it?
I've heard about a lot of things like this in my life. And
you've heard a lot about this.
And try, if you want an expert on this, they baby birded it. You're fired. I don't even. God, I hope your mom still loves you because you're going to be living in the spare room.
I mean.
Yeah, I know. If I were to get fired, I'd probably move home.
Are you?
Well, why don't you develop some skills?
You can't put that on us. Your fate of living in Los Angeles cannot hinge on these, on us.
Yeah, because you know how terrible we are on Hinge.
My employers, so it is.
Is that legally?
Legally her employers?
Yeah.
Not legally her caregivers.
Why the hell am I wiping you after you use the bathroom?
You don't care for
that's a,
me.
That's a kink. And I do. How do I not care for you?
If anything, I care for you.
I care for you and I pay you. So that means a lot because I don't have to care for you. And you care for me only because we pay you. So why don't you think about yourself next time?
That's not
you
true.
Never would have cared for us if you didn't come
why
for a job
you?
First.
Okay. Alyssa, first of all, pipe down. Say something else. I know your mom watches this directly to camera. Your daughter is lovely most days, but today she's been real ornery. Well, thinking about sending her home.
I have been in my room all day until now.
And what have you been doing in there?
Getting ready
for this.
No, I'm taking a passport to look like that today. You're
and you wore that.
And wait, you wore that.
You're doing what?
I'm taking a passport photo today.
Oh, about freaking time.
Yes, it's 7 months expired, okay?
But it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you
wait,
said
what time is it? What time is your meeting?
I'm taking it myself.
What?
And we went on a walk with Hanson this morning at 10 a.m. So that is 5 hours unaccounted for.
You can just selfie up your... I thought this was like a government-issued employee has to flick your pic.
You could take your own... passport, because when you go to a passport place and they take your photo, they give it to you, and then you go send it in yourself. Like, you staple it to, like, your passport application and everything.
So you're, like, lying to the government?
No.
Are you going to Facetune your picture?
No. I'm going to take it with my camera.
It's just Kim Kardashian. We're like, nice makeup. Anyway, we don't always hate Alyssa, but today we do. We're not sure why.
Why?
We don't know why.
He just said we don't know why. You don't listen. That's one of the reasons.
That's crazy that he's doing that because you just insulted him. And to get on your good side, he's insulting me now.
When did I insult him?
You told me not to look at you when I talked to you.
No, I didn't. I said, why the hell are you looking at me?
And I said, because I'm talking to you.
You're probably saying something wild.
I was talking about starting the podcast.
Okay, that's pretty wild. And I'm sick of you. I'll tell you that right now.
For what?
Because
what
I thought you now? First of all, I thought you had morals. And I thought you had... compassion.
Where the hell is this going?
Right, Alyssa?
Right.
Exactly. She's a witness as well.
Oh, now you're turning on me. Okay.
Yeah, because you turned
and you
on
say,
me.
And you say you come from like good parents that taught you values, and this is disgusting.
Disgusting.
Okay. What's disgusting?
Yesterday, all of my toilets were clogged downstairs. And what?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
You probably did it.
What are you talking about?
The toilets were clogged.
You hamburger thumper. all the toilets were clogged, so I need to go. They just wouldn't flush. I don't know, for whatever reason. It's like,
here?
Down here and mine. So I went into your room while you were at the gym and to use your bathroom. And you know what I see?
What?
You tell me, because I'm pretty sure you did it.
I don't know. I'm
so confused.
On your mirror, in blood, it says... gay people shouldn't be able to vote.
No, remember, you've been having sleepwalking episodes.
I would not write that on your mirror. I think gay people should vote.
Well, the other night, I woke up and my door was open and my bathroom light was on. And I just thought that was a little strange.
Don't throw this into a bit because it's real.
It's not real. What blood would I have written that in?
What's her name? Jenny?
Jenny?
You chambered of secrets.
Oh,
a hate crime.
God.
Is this? And you were there. You saw it. It's probably your blood. You guys are in cahoots. No, what day of menstruation are you on?
I'm not on. So what now?
You probably use it as a marker. Ew. Oh, I've said this before, but while we're on talking about menstruation, I haven't said it in a long time. My stepsister-ish, don't know how you say it, because my dad never got married to the woman.
She's your, oh, half-sister.
No.
Who? Oh, not your biological dad's sister. Okay, daughter.
Hey.
Sorry.
If you're still listening to this, idiot. but, so I'm a young boy, I'd say 14 years old, and I'm going to get into the shower. You know, I'm scrubbing.
Sorry, you were doing a little dancey dance. I wanted to do a dancey dance.
Dude, this optimism.
It's Saturday. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. I'm not allowed to feel good.
I'm going to uncircumcise you, then recircumcise you. I'll find a doctor, and there'll be no anesthetics. So I'm in the shower, and, you know, the curtain's drawn, and I see a trickle of, I'd say, a reddish hue falling down into, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I pull back the curtain, and I'm like, that rose is melting. There was a rose losing color and going into the bathtub. Well, upon further inspection, I get closer. I didn't have contacts at the time, I don't think. It was a girl left, well, she left her tampon on this. Like, you guys just slip it out while you're showering?
So disgusting.
Yeah.
To call it a rose.
I thought it was a rose. It balloons like a rose.
Yeah, it has such. Have you ever seen it? Like, blue?
Tampons are such catfishes.
I haven't seen it like fully bloomed in real life.
Bloomed.
I've seen. No,
what?
No, like you stick it in a cup of water and you.
No, you were about to
show me a little used rose.
No, I was not. That's so gross.
Yeah.
I've only seen diagrams of the rose.
What website have you been going on?
You never just when you were a kid, you looked up how tampons work?
No.
Oh.
I kind of knew. I was like, never going to be me.
Well, I had two moms. And so, like, I would see these packages.
They work out a lot. You have to put them in there for them.
Oh, God, no. I saw the packages in the trash, and I was just like, what are these? And they're like, they're tampons. I was like, what's a tampon? They're just like, look it up.
Trick of the trade, Alyssa. You can vouch for this. She's on her phone now. She's not even paying attention.
I'm writing down what we're talking about because my computer's over there for the description.
Oh, write down tampon flowers. Yeah, you got a slap coming your way later. Domestic abuse. Wait, is it domestic abuse?
If, she lives in the house. So yes, it's domestic.
Okay. You can be domestically abused. So
how does that feel?
Clip that.
Okay. I'll write it across my forehead. What was I about to say?
I don't know. You were talking about flowers, and then
this is really important.
I could vouch for this. You looked at me and said, "Alyssa, you can vouch for this."
I said that.
Yeah.
I thought that was at the beginning of the blood on the mirror story.
Yeah.
No.
I said that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. This brain of mine has been having a day. It's because I'm convoluted with all the crap I'm thinking about you're doing in your life. Tampons.
Yeah, we were talking about tampons. I was talking about like. Looking up how to use them or like how they're used.
A diagram.
Diagrams.
You got this.
Don't worry about it. I'm moving on. And I don't believe in segues. When you guys were little, how did you know that your friend was rich?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I know.
Oh, all my friends went on. They would get like annual passes to Perfect North Slopes to go skiing and snowboarding and stuff.
Skiing is an expensive. Yeah.
Dude, the elementary school I went to, it was public, but they had a whole skiing club in there. Like that's, I was never allowed to be a part of it. Handsome, what are you doing? You're shaking the whole couch.
He thinks you're soaking and he's trying to help out. Oh my gosh, Jared. You just busted it open for a real one. For our audio listeners, Jared is on all fours, spread eagle. And if he didn't have pants on, he'd be looking at his third eye. Do you not want me to explain the audio, Alyssa? Don't say ew. A man's body's not gross.
How did you know your friend was rich?
When you go to their house and they have the locks on the doors where you push in the little button. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that we have here?
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like we made it once we moved in here. But do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I never trust those things.
No. They don't work.
Fucking, he's eating the couch. I don't know.
Okay, for audio listeners, a dog is under the couch and he's currently consuming. What's he eating?
Now he's going for me.
Oh! Why does he think?
Hey.
I think he thought you were attacking him.
I know.
Our English bulldog has been very honorary as of recent. Alyssa, don't act like you're a camera operator. She's taking your job. He get you?
He really did get me good.
Where's Alyssa? Dude, we need a camera on her. She'll just leave her job. Come back.
The one thing about handsome, I mean, there's a lot of things I wish we could teach him. But the difference between playing and, I don't know, attacking.
Who do you blame for that?
You.
I've tried to teach him the best I can.
You get very aggressive when you play with him.
Okay, well.
And then it gets out of hand really fast.
It's called training.
That's not training.
If someone comes in the house, you're going to be pretty glad that that guy bites hard.
That dog cowers at the sight of an inflatable swan.
It is 8 times his size and has a giant eye that's looking at him. Would you not be? He has no concept that that's not a real swan. He's just like, that's the biggest bird anyone's ever seen, and it's in my backyard. But trying to attack my family.
Now, in fairness, he did attack the swan. He kept barking at it from like the glass sliding doors, and so I went to go move it, and he followed me out there, and he jumped up and he bit and deflated the swan. So he has conquered the biggest bird anyone's ever seen.
Exactly. Neither of you could ever. He's a hero.
I just don't think
he's a war-torn hero.
I just don't think he would attack an intruder.
Well, somebody intrude. Should we fake like you're an intruder?
I know. After that bite, I'd really look at that. Damn, he got me good.
You were out there. You're coming at him like this. You're gonna punch him.
No, I was trying to come at him gentle, but he was like legitimately eating the couch.
This is how Alyssa, you were probably rich growing up. I'm going to ask you a question. Don't say no.
Don't say no. You had a pool.
Oh, you had a pool?
And a Cadillac.
No. Okay. First of all, no. I had a pool when I lived in Arizona. Everybody has a pool in Arizona.
Not me.
Not rich. And secondly, I had that car in college.
You said that car, that Cadillac.
That Cadillac.
But it wasn't. Ride. It was a 2013 Cadillac. It was
That's still new. Pretty new.
And what year were you in college?
2019.
So the car was... Wait,
what'd you do after... What year did you graduate high school?
15.
That's still not bad.
So when you were in college, that car was 2 years old.
Did your family order appetizers when they went out? Exactly. Case closed. You're rich.
Definitely not rich.
Anyway, the...
Upper middle class.
The locking doors where you just push the little pin. I still don't trust those. I know they work, but I don't trust them.
Have you ever had someone walk in on you in like an intimate setting?
In an intimate setting?
Like, they open the door, either you're using the restroom or...
What are you laughing at over there?
I don't know.
Jared's opening up.
I'm just picturing it.
Jared naked. It makes you laugh.
In an intimate setting.
No, I'm just like, that, if you...
I got to talk to HR later. Sorry. So
and it's you, it. So schedule.
Schedule yourself. Thank you. Yes, I have. Have you?
How was it?
You know, it was awkward.
There's nothing more vulnerable than you're sitting down on a toilet. On a toilet, and someone walks in, you're like...
Dude, and you're just like...
You're like just a de-shelled snail. You're just like, this isn't how I'm supposed to look.
And like your thing is tucked down, and then...
Well, mine's... I throw mine over the shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
Yeah, you go behind.
Yeah, and then I tuck it through the back.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I don't want it to get in the water.
No, of course not. Mm-mm. Like, that would just be gross if it was all snaked up down there.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Why don't you treat somebody with a big dong with a little bit more respect? Choke you with it. No, not.
You know what? Schedule another appointment.
I'm going to come in and I'm going to say sorry.
But yeah, it's just like, it's just tucked down. And then this time, you know, I was taking a rather strenuous,
bodacious bowel movement.
Yes, bodacious bowel movement. And I didn't have a squatty potty present. And so I was like up on my tippy toes. You ever do that to like give yourself some leverage?
And dude, your toes, were your toes out or were you wearing shoes?
No. I was wearing shoes.
Okay.
But just like when you're sitting there and you're just like this on the toilet.
Because I mean this in the sweetest way. Your toes look like somebody ordered crab legs and then just started popping them with the little claw thing. But obviously that's in the nicest way. Who was it that came in?
It was just like one of my friends. We were on spring break, in Myrtle Beach
They came in. Did you put the feet down right when they walked in?
Well, yeah, of course. Cause then you do the feet down and then you like do this trying to hide it, but it's like, you're taking a shit. There's nothing else you could be
was
doing.
Was it a woman?
No, it was luckily one of the guys on the trip, but. What?
Every time I look over the there.
Huh?
Anyway, sorry.
I'm what's just she doing now?
Dude, something.
She's looking out the window.
I'm looking at the screen to make sure that it's good.
And what were you going to do if it wasn't good?
I'd let you know.
Did you hear about the influencer that she was getting knee surgery on her like meniscus? Mm-hmm. And she requested only to have like a local anesthetic on the knee.
Yeah.
Right? So that she could stay up and watch the doctors perform the surgery. And then she took home a piece of her meniscus and like cartilage in there and put it into a bowl of spaghetti bolognese and ate it.
Well, everything was fine until then. It's like, oh, maybe she's in med school and she just wants to see how it's done. You know who did something similar?
Who?
The late great. All right, we'll play 20 questions. Okay, so obviously you know he had open surgery while he was awake.
Okay.
And he loves animals.
Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he have surgery on?
His knee.
Oh, and he stayed awake.
Yeah, I remember it was a big deal.
Oh, man.
I caught it on the telly.
That man is just incredible in every single.
Was
incredible. His memory is still present with us.
It's a gift.
But yeah, so she ate part of her knee because she was just curious as to like what it would taste like. But everybody's calling her a cannibal now, obviously. And she's like, I don't have the desire to like eat everybody's flesh, you know.
Just her own.
Just her own. And then she was like, I was also curious about like, this was a piece of me being taken out. And so like, what are the medical benefits if I put it back into my body?
Well, she's reaching.
I know.
She just wanted a little taste of the.
But I think her and her boyfriend ate it. Okay. So I think her boyfriend's involved in this too.
This is Army Hammer? Probably. This is a kink thing. Mm, they had sex during or after.
Oh, interesting. What if they like rolled around in the sauce? Like, you know how people do like the body painting?
This is what I think happened. Huh. I think they missionary work, obviously.
Okay.
And one would chew it, spit in the other one's mouth for a minute.
And they baby birded it?
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Oh, man.
I've heard about a lot of things like this in my life. And
you've heard a lot about this.
And try, if you want an expert on this, they baby birded it.
That's a graphic image.
She just winked at me.
As you can see on the camera. He winked at
I winked back at you because I didn't want to be awkward. And then I realized I don't have to take this.
That's a lie.
Alyssa, why are you acting up?
Okay?
You know what makes me
are
so
you not getting enough attention?
If there was a camera here, you would see I was just sitting nicely.
You know what makes me so mad? You would do something to me. Audacious. Probably sexual.
Audacious.
Probably. And then if it got into the public eye, and you started getting scrutinized, you'd say, no, he was my boss. He had the power. And he... You are conniving.
No, I'm not. It's not true.
In normal instances, like I would believe it. But if this ever comes out, when it comes to Alyssa, just know that she was the aggressor and the undresser.
No. Ooh. He's lying.
And I came out and this is my presser.
I did my laundry today and put them in my dresser. Oh, wait, you already used dresser. Damn it. I tried to continue the game.
I see why you had to bounce around friend groups in middle school.
Shut up. Oh, okay, that's because like, I moved a couple times. All right.
I could see you coming in to like the lunch room. Oh, hey, guys. And then like everybody like scoots over just enough so you can't sit down. You're like, and somebody's like, hey, Jared.
This is making me really sad.
You guys still want to like make those same jokes we were yesterday and stuff? Remember the dresser? And it's like, sorry, Jared. My just like the table got smaller. You guys are so funny. You like try to sit down and they like scoot over. You're like, actually, I got homework to do. I gotta go. And then you go to the bathroom.
This is gonna make me cry.
It's a fake story.
I know, but it felt real.
Have you experienced something similar?
No, not to that extent, but. You know, when you just like, you ever go to the lunchroom and you had your like designated table where you and your friends would always sit. And then one day you just go there and there'd be someone new sitting there. They got there and they're like chit chatting with everybody and they got there before you. And, you know, and then you go sit somewhere else and no one even comes to say hi. This is real quiet here now.
Just in my experience, the lunch table, you know, a lunch table is kind of, it's your home, it's your house, it's, you know, where you guys come to congregate. Well, you know, in my instances, home is where the heart is. So anywhere I was, people would gather and feel like they were really welcome.
We get it. You were popular in
high
school.
I wasn't popular in high school.
You were the prom king, weren't you?
What? Yes, it was in the newspaper. And yes,
it was in the newspaper?
I was in the newspaper several times. Why would I not
be? For what?
I was a staple of the town. Anytime I did something, the press needed to know.
Clearly. What the fuck?
You were never in the newspaper?
I was in the newspaper one time.
Oh, the flamethrower incident?
No, thankfully. It was, we'd staged like a, I don't even know what it was for, but it was like, it was a walkout that I did with some other teachers and classmates and stuff. It was in protest of, I think like the teachers wanted higher pay or something. I don't know, but.
Did they get it from you walking out?
No, we went inside before school started. We walked out. We were out there for 30 minutes. We were out there from 7 a.m. to 7:29, and then we all walked in and made sure we got the class on time.
What'd you guys do?
We stood there. We had signs. We were on the front. So the front of my high school kind of looks like the Jefferson Memorial, or yeah, Jefferson Monument. And so we stood on the stairs outside, and we had signs about the whole thing. And we didn't do much. We didn't. Yeah. In hindsight, it felt really powerful at the moment.
But yeah, like who were they protesting to?
Cincinnati Public Schools.
Was anybody from Cincinnati Public Schools there to watch the?
No, but we were like a popular high school in the school system.
Gotcha.
You know, and so it made like page 8 on the Cincinnati Inquirer. I think I don't
is
know.
Is that a big paper?
It's the biggest paper in Cincy, locally. I mean, we do get like the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, so it did make those, but.
Well, sorry you couldn't help your teachers out and have them.
I tried, not for a lack of trying.
You didn't try. You walked out and then just walked back
in. And we held signs. There's a picture of it somewhere. I know it.
I'm sure everybody's got it framed. I'm sure your mom's it's like the only thing you've done. Look at the fridge. Remember when you helped the teachers? Speaking of signs, there's the writer's strike going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if anybody watches Succession, but there's like an episode where people are striking outside of Logan Roy's office of Waco. Anyway, been binging that show. So I had a meeting at Netflix this week with their unscripted team. I gave them like 5 unscripted show ideas. And people were just striking, like really like, oh, pay us more. Well, and you know, obviously a good thing. And then, so everyone's outside striking and then I'm like turning into Netflix and I'm just like, I feel like so awkward and they have to like move the crowd so I can,
my God,
so I can go in and I'm like, hey guys, hey. Hope the strike goes well. And then we went in there, but I did meet with the unscripted team.
There's still writing that's involved in that. I hope you know.
Why would you do that on our own podcast? I want writers to get paid more. Okay? I want to say that.
Of course. Of course you want writers to get paid more.
Oh, people hate me now. Why would you throw me under the bus? Have I ever thrown you under the bus? Never.
Well, shut the hell up. Yes, you have.
Name once.
What's the episode number when the Ned's Declassified crew is here?
What'd I say?
You threw me under the bus twice that episode.
What'd I say?
You know the story.
Which one?
I don't want to say it because I'm not going to throw myself under the
one
bus.
Where you fornicated with.
Shut the hell up, you know? Anyway, were the people violent against your car? Like, was it like the movies where they're like banging on the windows?
No, they were very nice.
Oh, okay.
They moved immediately. I was like, hey, have a good time. I don't think they're mad at it because they're going to eventually work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once they get paid more.
I saw a sign that says.
Wait, what'd you do? Would you?
What?
Say it again.
Me?
Yeah.
I saw a sign.
Wait.
Did it open up your eyes?
No, no, no.
Oh.
Wait. Take off your headphones for a second. Yeah. Don't listen to this. Go like, la, 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 la.
No.
No, I'm going to say something and then and we're going to tell you afterwards. Is there an L after saw? When she says saw, she'll say Saul. Just listen for it. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
I saw a sign.
No way. I've never noticed that. Hold on. Hold on. Just repeat it one more time.
I saw a sign. I saw a sign.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
That's
I saw a sign.
It said ChatGPT doesn't have childhood trauma. And I thought that was funny.
That is really funny. I like that sign.
Did you know what we were laughing about?
Yeah, I didn't plug my ears.
This,
dude, not trustworthy.
Strike two.
When we're actively trying to make fun of you in front of your back, can you please just do what we say? Also, this is fake money. But we have a live show coming out.
Yes, and we do.
And there's going to be prizes. I mean, not to, I don't know. I'm audio listeners, I'm pointing at money. In the description, if you guys come, it's going to be our first live show ever. Be a part of history. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some surprise guests, prizes, and just all around good time. Talk to you guys, meet people. Come. It'll be a fun little community. We've sold a decent amount of tickets so far. I didn't think we'd sell one.
That's so exciting.
Get them while you can. And also, if you don't go subscribe to our Patreon right now, I will take your mouth like this and I put my fingers in there. And like King Kong did to that T-Rex in that one movie, I'll just split your head open.
Hell yeah. You ever seen Saw?
Yeah.
Like the bear trap? He's going to do that with his bare hands.
But we just filmed a drunk episode. Obviously, we can't put it on YouTube because you can't, whatever. But Alyssa and Jared.
That is the most chaotic thing I have ever
First of all, they admitted some things under their alcoholism that was a little suspect. And if you guys need to go watch that episode, subscribe to the Patreon. We're trying to hit a certain number so we can surpass Zane and Heath, and then we become the alphas in the friendships. So be on our side, huh? No, great people.
Also,
of course, this podcast is brought to you by Liquid IV. I'll tell you what I've been doing, Jared. I've been playing a lot of basketball, running up and down the court. You know what I get?
What do you get?
Ask me again.
What do you get?
Dehydrated, baby boy. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could get hydrated twice as fast if only there was a tool to help do that. Well, I figured one and I found one. You know what that is?
What is it?
Liquid IV. You want to know what it is?
What is it?
Read what it is, baby boy.
In just one stick of Liquid IV, you get 5 essential vitamins, 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning before a workout or when you feel run down after a long night out or on long flights.
What do I love most about Liquid IV? One, the taste. It improves water. You ever been drinking water and be like, wish this was improved? It does exactly that. And it makes me finally feel like I have energy. I'm lethargic all the time. I have sleep issues. But when I throw in that hydration, when it doubles my hydration, I feel amazing, like I can conquer the world. It helps with this podcast. I have a more clear head. I talk about more interesting topics. It helps in really all facets of life is when you're fully hydrated.
Plus, they have a ton of great flavors. My favorites include tart green apple, strawberry lemonade, and guava.
If you want 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks and something made with premium ingredients, you need to grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DROPOUTS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code DROPOUTS at liquidiv.com. Thank you, Liquid IV. We're literally drinking it now.
Thank you. I saw a thing with going back to the writer's strike. It was funny. There was an article or a tweet or something that was all these shows and movies are being postponed because of the writer's strike. And one of them was about Severance. And they were like, Apple TV's Severance season 2 is put on hold because of the writer's strike. And someone,
I'll pay him more if you just give me Severance.
And someone quote tweeted, I'm going to butcher what they said, but it was basically about like, hey, Apple, like, don't make a show about a group of coworkers rising up against their their employer if you don't pay your writers enough. It was something like that. It was more elegantly put. But I saw that, and that was the only show that I was legitimately bummed was being postponed, because it is such a fantastic show. And because like I saw like The Last of Us was being postponed and all these other movies, and I was like, you know what, good for those writers. And then Severance people, I was like, come on.
Do you think they'll like write in the background?
I'm sure they're thinking about it.
Okay.
You know,
I do want that show.
Oh, so do I. Like, that was some of the best television. Like,
oh. Alyssa's kind of, Alyssa, you're technically what? You're technically a dwarf?
Yes.
Yeah, but right? Like medically?
Yeah, like.
Like she's under 5 foot.
Well, no, 4'10 and under.
4'10 and under.
Technically. That's what I read. Don't come at me if it's wrong, but that's what I read. 4'10
okay,
and under.
Okay, so here's what I think. Adjacently, you're our elf. And we're Santa. And the only reason I bring this up is because I want to create a movie like really hard knocks, really dark, almost like somewhere on the Western Front darkness of Santa own, like just going and getting these slaves that are elves, and then they're breaking out. And like one guy has an idea and they're like revolting, like they're escaping Alcatraz or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Wow.
That would be a kick ass movie.
But like not tongue in cheek at all. Just like no, really, just really dark.
And oh, fuck. I love that idea.
Are you going to ruin Christmas? You're going to ruin Christmas for your own. And then everybody's like, ah, and there's like a revolt. And Santa's got like this big candy cane that he's just. Taking people out with.
Oh man.
Listen to me. You go with Rudolph and you ride north. And then he's got like a candy cane arrow and he gets hit. Oh, isn't this not beautiful?
I mean, beautiful is definitely a word for it.
There could be beauty and tragedy.
Well, I mean, it could be like with Django Unchained meets 12 Years a Slave, but with elves.
I feel like it'll be a little out of touch if we use actual slavery references from our own history.
You literally just said going to go pick up these slaves.
Yeah, but when you put it like that, it feels a little like...
Okay. I wasn't thinking it was going to put it down. I was thinking it was like a metaphor, you know?
But then is it... I feel like that might be...
Then does it become tongue-in-cheek?
Well, no, it's a little gross, I think. It's like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're making... Oh, it's kind of like you're making fun of...
Well, I wasn't, I was just thinking like motif wise, you know, or just like,
what? I know that was your word of the day in your app and it makes me so mad.
It's not my word of the
day. That makes me so mad.
Allegory is my word of the day.
Alopecia is my word of the day.
Interesting.
Because I'm balling. Anyway.
That was fucking funny.
Thanks, man. You get it, Alyssa?
No.
I could tell when she was laughing, she's like, I'm sure it is funny. Okay, so let's break down the joke. Also, if you haven't explained a joke, doesn't mean it's funny. So this is not on you, this is on me. You ready?
Yes.
Keep his ears ready. Okay, so we're going about the word of the day. I said my word of the day is alopecia. That is a disease where you can't grow your hair. Mm-hmm. You're usually very bald. So bald, it's like a slant rhymes, like balling. Oh. And then I had money in my hands.
I get it now.
Good. It's great. Caillou, cancer? Yes.
Question.
We talked about it.
I saw this.
What have you been seeing? Every time I talk to you, it's like, I saw this, I saw that.
I saw this.
Who are you hanging out with?
I saw this prompt on Twitter.
Okay.
And it was a picture of like a white padded cell room, right? Nothing's in it. And the prompt was, you are offered $20 billion, but you have to stay in this room for a year and you have no outside contact, no entertainment of any kind. Right. It's literally just you in this room and you like obviously get three meals a day or whatever. But how long, like you have to stay in there for a year. How long are you lasting?
Well, I would either last a year or not going at all. What's the point?
Well, do you think you could last a year?
If I put it in my mind that I'm going to last a year in there, and then yes, 100% could. But I wouldn't take that. Like I wouldn't go in there for a year. For $20 billion.
You wouldn't go in there for $20 billion.
No, I think my human existence is so finite and, you know, there's going to be a definite end and internal darkness, obviously, that I don't think giving any of it up really for monetary value adds anything. I mean, I'm losing out on memories. Can you put a price tag on a good laugh? I don't think so, baby boy.
I don't know.
Oh, I would love for you to 20, be in there.
20 bills is 20
No,
bills.
You go in there because I feel like...
I know I wouldn't last. Are you kidding?
Can you...
What?
Masturbate?
I assume so.
It's some form of entertainment.
I guess. Okay. You know, you could... Anything what that kind, your
Do you
body,
get decent food?
Let's say yeah. Okay. Let's say like you...
No pen and paper though.
No.
There's no light?
No light?
No, is like there's dark? There's light. Like
it, how many?
Let's say... Four.
Do I control the light?
One for each corner. No. Mm. So the light comes on, let's say at 9 a.m. and it turns off at 10 p.m.
That's great though, because then you have the relevance of time.
Of time.
So you know how long, how many days, but then you have to try to keep track of that, which is hard if you don't have pen or paper.
Yeah, no worries. Speak when spoken to. I'm totally joking. Please don't look at me like, oh, she's so mad at me.
Looks could kill. You would be slaughtered, drawn and quartered.
Well, trust me, on the Patreon. Why are you scared to be on camera in the real thing, but not scared on the Patreon? If you guys want to see Alyssa's face and body and, well,
it's a weird way to say it.
You can, on the Patreon, we do, after each episode, we talk for like another 20 minutes, a little bit less showy, like how we really are, to feel like you're hanging out with friends. And then Alyssa comes over here and she usually says obscene things.
It's called the after school special, or the ass for short.
Oh, speaking of short ass.
I'm not scared. I just didn't want to be like, oh, put a camera on me, you know? So I'm just,
is that pretentious?
I don't know.
You're siphoning something from us, and I think it's
money.
It's money, it's recognition, it's a lot. That's okay.
No.
What do you mean no? You, of course you'd say no here. Behind closed doors.
You're not gonna agree to being like, oh yeah, no, I'm siphoning off.
Yeah, I've seen your notebooks and your journals in your room. I read them when you're gone, and it's pretty disgusting.
Hope not the preset.
Do you actually have journals and Derek? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, I know we've like, you know what would break my heart?
What?
And probably your heart, if one day, you know, obviously she's dead. So that's when we read her journals. We don't do it beforehand. And we read like she was really mad at us, or we like made her day bad somehow.
Oh,
or it's
God.
Like we're joking and then she's like.
Like we crossed the line.
And it ruined her day.
Oh man.
I guess we'll never know. Lakers.
How are they doing?
Hold on. New segment.
Oh, okay.
Sports talk.
Nice.
Yeah, I figure you'll pump that up. Okay. Lakers, good job. They started the season 2-10.
Holy shit.
And at one point, I think they had a 0.03% chance
of even making the playoffs or winning the championship.
I don't know exactly what it was,
but it was low.
It was low for something. And it was a huge deal because they played. They got really good after the trade deadline, but they just played LeBron's biggest foe, I feel like, in...
Who's that?
Steph Curry.
Oh, okay.
And this is... A lot of people are saying this is the end of the Warriors dynasty, was this loss, because they're not sure what Draymond will do. They've seen some production decline in Klay. Obviously Steph's getting older and he's a smaller guard. Or LeBron, obviously, when he ages, he can still use his size to get downhill. He's not as explosive as he used to be. Anyway, but this was... Like when I was young, high school to college, I got to see Steph Curry versus LeBron James in that series, and then Kevin Durant came in, and it was just like a culmination of my childhood of them, the two titans clashing one last time, and I was very nervous because there was this stupid corgi.
What?
Yeah, there was this corgi who was predicting the games. Where he's at the top of the stairs.
Oh, I've seen that corgi.
Yeah, and he predicts the games. And there's
fuck that corgi. I think he said the Bengals were supposed to win the Super Bowl.
Well, that corgi, yeah, but well, the corgi until the last game. So they just played game 6, and the corgi was 5-0.
Oh shit!
And he predicted a 3-1 lead by Lakers, and then Golden State would win the next game. So we got that right. And then this game, and then he predicted the Golden State would win the next two games. So Golden State would win in 7.
Okay.
And everybody was losing their minds on Twitter. Like we were trying to find the corgi and burn it to the ground.
You know, I was seeing some corgi memes around like Lakers and Golden State stuff. And I had no idea what
anyone there's so many memes was talking of about. Like a happy guy saying, oh, we're up 3-1, like Lakers are up 3-1, and there's like just a devastated one in the dark. He's like, but the corgi said they lose in 7. But they won, and I don't know why. I know there's a lot of LeBron haters out there, but I enjoy his success, and they have a lot of Kentucky basketball players, which a lot of people know is like a really big. If I like to think the audio listeners just think
that you're sobbing.
I'm just really beat up about this. Do we post the video on Spotify still?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. But anyway, I was just very excited about the Lakers making the Eastern Conference Finals. And I really hope that they make it to the finals. Plus, everybody says, the bubble year didn't count because for whatever reason. And the four teams...
What's the bubble year?
So the bubble year is when they all went to, I think it was like Disney World, and they played, it was only players playing basketball. So there's no fans. And that's the year
during like COVID.
Yeah, that was 2020. Okay. That was the year the Lakers won the championship. And everybody said it was a Mickey Mouse ring because like all the other players weren't really locked in and people weren't trying as hard. And it was like a shortened, I don't know.
What?
So people were saying that. But the four teams, if the Celtics win, the four teams in the bubble year. They're in the last four. Will be the last four this year. So it kind of feels like the bubble team.
That's pretty cool.
The bubble. It was all a lie. The bubble.
the bubble.
they think the bubble didn't matter, and it did matter. The championship isn't a Mickey Mouse ring. It's an actual ring, okay? Because people are actually locked in more in basketball. There weren't as many distractions. Anyway, we'll get off
cue
basketball.
The Charlie Day meme with all the like the red yarn and stuff.
I know people don't care about sports as much, so I try to limit it.
I saw people commenting that you should talk more about sports. I wish I knew more about basketball, but I know like a little bit.
And Austin Reeves is having an insane season in his second year, and he's really becoming a standout when people just thought he'd be maybe a very limited role player because he was undrafted. And people are be like, well, why was Jordan Poole paid $120 million when, you know, Austin Reeves just had a considerably better statistical series than Jordan Poole, even and especially on the defensive end too, when he's not a liability.
Yeah. Why'd that happen?
Yeah. That's crazy.
I did see Austin Reeves like three quarter court shot.
Yeah. Before halftime.
Yeah. That was insane. That was pretty cool. that's about as much as I can add to the conversation.
We'll talk about other stuff.
Wait, so is this series, now that they moved on from the Warriors, they're in the Western?
They're in the Western Conference Finals.
Is that right?
She doesn't eat chicken nuggets, so she wouldn't know. She's a vegan. A freegan. A pescatarian? What are you?
Pescatarian.
Nice. She switched up her verbiage and she started eating shrimp. Yes, they play the Nuggets.
Okay, so in the Western Conference, and then they go to the finals.
And a lot of people say, you know, the only reason LeBron ever made it to the finals all those years when he was in the East, because the East was really like not very good. Well, LeBron is 5-1 in the Western Conference in the playoffs, and the only series he lost was with when AD was hurt.
Okay.
Very passionate about
that. Well, that's something that people have brought up with the conversation about who's the GOAT, Michael Jordan or LeBron James. And they're saying that LeBron isn't the GOAT because he relies on his team too much.
No, I disagree. I think LeBron makes everyone around him better. A lot of people say, okay, Michael Jordan is the best because he went to six finals and he didn't lose once when he got to those six finals. And it's like LeBron's been to 10 or 11 finals. But okay, but what about the other years that that Michael Jordan didn't make it to the finals where he lost in like the first round or, you know what I mean?
A point that people make a lot. I have no idea. I saw the Air movie and I thought that was pretty cool.
I like Michael Jordan. You know?
No, I know.
I just like all basketball in general. Hold on, I had some written down.
Speaking of sports,
though. No, don't. Hold on, man.
Did you see Tom Brady is looking to be a joint owner in the Vegas Raiders?
Why is that?
I don't know. I think he's just like, now that he's moved on from actually playing, I think he wants to go and be, you know, more on the back end of stuff. I don't know why he chose Vegas.
Speaking of being on the back end of stuff, Alyssa, what are you doing later?
What?
That was a flirty what? Keep going.
That was a flirty what? You better watch yourself.
Hey, you better watch your back. I'll be watching it for you.
Nice. Anyway, I just saw that news. I thought it was interesting.
Wait, you want to talk about something?
I did.
No, Alyssa, what did you have? Unprepared.
What?
Fired.
I also
insubordinate.
No, I was gonna say something, but it relates to the Patreon episode, so it just.
Yeah. What is it?
Well, I haven't gotten back a message on Hinge yet, so thank you for that.
Oh, on the Patreon, when Alyssa was gone to the bathroom, we stole her phone and responded to her Hinge date.
We thought it was
a great response.
Good response, yeah.
But we might have ruined it all. I don't know. We'll talk about it on the Patreon. People don't care about that on the regular views. Haha, that's me. I'm twinkling people. Be like, oh, maybe I should get the Patreon. That's right, I'm being manipulative. Ever heard of it? God, it feels good. What are you looking at, man?
I'm looking up stuff to talk about that I wrote down.
Oh, wait. I just put it on my story, things to talk about on the podcast. It's going to be your little rapid fire.
Do you want me to do it?
Okay, wait. Real quick. I want to give you...
I put it on my own.
I know. Like, you hand me your phone.
What do we think about...
she wants revenge.
No, I wouldn't do anything. Because I'm a good person.
Are we bad people?
You took my phone.
Okay.
You were drunk. Does that make it better?
No.
So was Jared.
Oh, okay. So you know how you're always talking about like getting a cold bath or cold plunge tub or whatever?
I want one.
I know you do. I saw this interesting.
Anxiety, inflammation.
Well, I'm getting there.
Depression.
I saw this helps interesting video and this guy was talking about, he was like, alcohol can spike your dopamine levels like can double your dopamine mm-hmm. levels. And it'll peak at about 15 minutes and then it'll start to crash, right?
Yeah.
Cocaine can 2.5 times your dopamine levels, but it peaks at 9 minutes and then it starts to crash. And that's why they're so quick. That's why you constantly want to keep drinking, or people that use Coke, they constantly want more. Cold plunges can 2.5 times your dopamine levels, but that rise takes 2.5 hours before it starts to decline.
So,
and I just thought that was interesting.
Cold plunging is similar to
cocaine, but it lasts longer.
Hell yeah, brother.
And so I don't even think you have to start by doing anything like drastically cold. You know, like, have you seen the video?
Can we buy a cold plunge?
Yeah, how much?
Go to coldplunge.com or cold plunge. Look up cold plunge. There's a
place.
Yeah, we need that
guy in a place.
We need the XL version.
People in the comments were saying, they're like, you don't even have to do anything drastic, like taking ice baths. So they're just like, just take cold showers and you'll get similar effects.
No.
I know it's not the same. $5,000?
The one I want, $7,000.
What?
Speak about the weather.
Just get a bathtub and put some ice in there.
Yeah, but think about how much that costs. Somebody said, speak about the weather. That's a huge hit with the youngsters.
We're having lovely weather. It is currently, the Wall Street Journal.
Our retention rate just went way up.
It's currently 79 degrees and sunny in Los Angeles.
You sounded like a meteorologist.
There was a time in my life where I wanted to be a meteorologist.
A lot of these ideas don't work.
what were they?
You know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, no, a lot of them were like, talk about having sex with me.
Oh, interesting. We get very different DMs. I want to play this thing. Okay. Somebody made a little dropout song. I told them to send it to me and they were like, no, I just made this for like shits and giggles.
Ew. What a terrible pairing. Like oil and vinegar.
I just wrote this for you. You're welcome.
Get your sense of humor and not like, fuck, he's about to get canceled, isn't he?
That's about Zach.
But Jared, you're always there to save the day. People just know they can trust you with all of their heart. And you always dig Zach out of those big, deep holes he digs.
Like Alyssa's coochie.
And no, Zach, that wasn't an invitation to make a comment about a big, deep hole. But
it's
anyways.
You. I went to college for a year.
But anyways, I really, really like your podcast and I look forward to watching it every Tuesday and I hope you guys have a really good day.
That was sweet.
That's adorable.
Why does she have a nice, like, adorable voice? What's up with that?
She told me she pitched it up.
But
yeah, I was like, oh, please, like, export that and send it to me.
Are you crying?
I was laughing at you being like Alyssa's coochie, and then immediately goes, Zach, that's not a point for you to make a joke about a giant hole.
That was weird.
Is it a giant hole?
She knows you well.
Yeah, she does know. She does know as well.
I hate that I'm being crass.
Why do you hate that you're being crass?
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Can we talk about more intellectual things on this podcast that put me in an astute category of human?
Like what?
I don't know. Give me, I feel like I have a, I got a brain that's ready to fire right now. Maybe give me some like hard hitting questions and all. Oh, dropouts advice. Let's do that too.
Okay.
This is your time to pick the brain of a genius. Not a lot of people get
hell
this
up.
Opportunity. So I think you should take it.
How is, the war in Ukraine going? What's the status of that?
Let's keep it a little lighter, bud.
You said anything.
Let's keep it a little lighter, bud.
How is the...
More of like an opinion. Like, what's the, you know?
I don't know what...
I can answer anything.
I just asked you a question. You said...
I am the human Google. Go ahead.
What's your opinion on the U.S. debt ceiling?
I think they should fix it.
Oh my God. So dumb.
What did I say? Savant.
Did you hear about the woman that killed her husband by spiking his Moscow mule with fentanyl? And then, so it looked like he just overdosed, right?
Right.
And then they had like a real estate company together, and she like bought this property. They bought this property together for $2 million, sold it for $5 million after all the stuff. She was going to get like, and then his life insurance, she was going to get like $3.6 million, right? And then she also wrote a book about like a children's book for how to deal with losing a loved one. And it was called Are You With Me? And so she was going on, she was getting on all these news stories were covering it. And then finally it came out, like, I think the husband's family thought something was suspicious about all of this because he was thinking about filing for divorce. Like they just had some irreconcilable differences, you know? And then all of a sudden he just like overdoses on fentanyl. And his family brought it to like the court's attention. And then they started doing, you know, investigating and realized that she bought like on the street in I think two separate transactions, like a total of $1,800 worth of fentanyl to put in his drink.
Sad.
Okay.
What is?
I thought you would have.
Sometimes there's a word that encompasses everything you just said. And that word was sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
But
I'm efficient with my communication.
Yeah, but this is a podcast.
People, I bet a lot of listeners in their head, they're like, you just took the word out of my mouth. You know?
Yeah, I do know.
It is pretty sad that someone you think you're in love with who you recently sold a home with would murder you with a drug.
Nice.
Or some might say.
Not nice.
Sad.
Sad. Yep.
You feel better now?
Nope.
Why?
Huh?
Huh? Oh, you're doing that thing where it's like, I don't think you value what I say.
What? Yeah.
My bad. Welcome to Dropouts Advice. If you want to have your question read on the show, email dropoutsadvice@gmail.com.
This person says, I have a question about some girl troubles I've been having.
Easy.
I developed feelings for a girl on my hockey team, but I don't know her well enough to ask for her number. We don't get much time to talk because of our busy schedules. And so how would you handle a situation like this? Also, I wanted to mention that my birthday is on September 4th, which is the same as Zach's. I think that's pretty cool.
It's the same as Beyonce's. That's the cool part.
Where did this attitude come from? I thought you were the docile little dolphin that I just played with in the water.
You don't value what I say.
Yeah, I know. But I thought you were just okay with that.
Not okay with that.
Oh.
I'm going on my own strike.
For what? The only way you make money?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so you're going to leave the podcast?
No.
What are you striking?
I don't know.
All right. Well, you figure it out and come back to me. All right.
Okay.
You're going to be back in 30 minutes and ready to go for the podcast, just like your school.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Who are you striking to?
Alyssa.
What's she going
to
do?
She's our HR. She'd have to talk to you.
I'm not going to listen. I'm going to put headphones on.
Well, Alyssa, you got to figure that out for me. Anyway, the question. Hockey team, too busy, can't find a time to ask for the number.
Can't find a time?
No.
No.
What?
They're just very busy, but he's...
They don't have a lot of time to talk, like, to get to know each other because of their busy schedules, but he has feelings, wants to ask for a number, but because they don't know each other very well, how does he go about asking for the number?
This is what I would do. I'd go up to her and be like, hey, I know we don't know each other too well, but I can see you're probably 10 times the hockey player I am, and I need some tips from you. Can I get your number so we can talk about it?
Excuse me, that could work.
Okay, what are your ideas?
I just worried.
Mr. couldn't get a date this week. Are you going out with her this weekend?
That's disrespectful.
Are you going out with her this weekend?
I would say I would be worried in that instance of maybe getting pigeonholed into, because then when you're like actually training, you could talk about other things and find out about each other's interests and whatnot. But if you have busy schedules, do you really have time for anything sort of?
Well, it sounds like, you know, this is a crossover where maybe this could both fit into their schedules because.
But could it?
I don't know anything else than what you said.
I'm just saying, if like the only time they're able to like see or even talk to each other is when they're at hockey, I feel like then you don't really have time for anything else.
True.
Which is, it's a tough place to be in.
Maybe he just gives up.
No, I don't think he should give up. No, you know what? Go with Zach's plan. You know, go with the hockey tips.
He's striking.
It's a mutual interest. And then you can get to know each other more when you're doing the hockey thing.
I'll do your hockey thing. No, let's get into this.
What? Get into what?
All right. thank you guys so much for watching and listening. If you stay to the end, send me a picture of the kid Leroy doing something. Just
the kid Leroy was
semi odd,
like wedding ring shopping.
Well, that's good.
So,
but thank you guys so much. We're about to dive into this kind of dirty conversation. Not dirty, but we're about to get into a conversation that Jared doesn't want on the public internet on Patreon. So head over there if you want to listen to the rest. We're doing our after school special. Also, the drunk episode is over there. And please come to the live show. Links and everything are in the description. And if you don't, again, I will break your femur. All right, Alyssa, say something to the people like you care.
Goodbye.
That's nice. Now come over here and get on the couch so people can see your lovely face. Why are you smiling at me? So here's the thing. Jared's a little mad.